Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get to a little Twitter question, courtesy of our friends at Syndio. Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita. We've already got one on the table. Let's get another.
I forgot my other one had to do with gambling. Speaking of a guy from Jeopardy. What's your preference to wager on? And I guess I didn't make myself 100% clear. I didn't think I'd have to, but I apologize. What's your preference to wager on? Dogs, horses, humans playing sports, or cards or dice? JP thought I meant dog fighting. I absolutely did not mean that. I mean greyhounds racing, you know, OTB at the racetrack. So horse racing, dogs, sports, or cards and dice. What do you want to gamble on? 52% would take sports wagering, humans playing sports. 35% say cards or dice. So in other words, go to the casino. 8% bet on the horse races, and 5% enjoy the dog races. Dog races still around? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, but not as much.
Nearly as much. And Wichita used to have a greyhound track too.
What are they doing with that greyhound track?
I have no idea. I don't think anything. There used to be one down where I grew up, kind of where I grew up, down by Pittsburgh. That didn't last at all. It was maybe gone in a year or less, and that was a really nice place too. I think maybe a year or two, but that closed down, and now it's just a really nice building that nothing's in it and weeds everywhere, and it's kind of depressing to look after the fact.
But yeah, I hate that.
Yeah,
that's no good.
And our other one, the bonus one, we talked about in the first segment. If you missed that, it had to do with the bench clear with Kansas City and the White Sox. Tim Anderson spiked his bat after a home run, and Brad Keller hit him the next time up. What are your thoughts? Anderson had it coming. Get him out instead, or I'm okay with both. 38%, let's see, 40% say I'm okay with both, the spiking and then him getting dosed. 38% say he had it coming. 22% elected to go with get him out instead. So, you got plenty of time to vote on both. Gambling Twitter question, or how do you feel about Tim Anderson and the retaliation?
Shane, did you see that a guy with two gas cans of or lighter fluid and matches and whatever tried to go into St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York?
And was stopped.
The general consensus seems to be that it, like a copycat.
Like he was serious about trying to burn the place down? This wasn't
trying to burn down St. Patrick's after Notre Dame had been.
Wow.
I just don't get people.
What happened to the guy? Do we know? I mean, arrested, obviously.
I don't think he's having a good day.
Okay, good.
They got him. They got him, and they detained him. And I mean, I just, good Lord. I mean, come on, people. Anyway,
so what was, do you know the, and I didn't read up on it, shame on me, what was the reason for the one in Paris? Do you know?
Well, there's still, the whole thing was being remodeled. And so there was some speculation about it being a construction kind of based issue. But I don't think that they've totally decided that yet.
Yeah, we ruled out the arson part of it or not?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah. I don't know if they found any accelerants or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I don't think they've come to any conclusion. I think it's still under investigation. But boy, that was
that's pretty sad.
It was just heartrending. It was ironic that I had been there with elements of my family 2 days shy of a year to the day that it went up in flames, and it's just it's just awful when you see something like that that is so so much a part of who we are as a people to go up in flames like that. And my goodness, for me, I don't say this with any glee. I'm not an overly religious person, mm-hmm. so I can only imagine to those of enduring faith what that represents and means. It's just incredible.
Yeah, that's the equivalent of a gut punch, you know, to see
it sure is.
To see an edifice like that.
Oh my God!
That's absolutely up in flames. That's a little. It's one thing that I don't know, and I guess maybe the only thing that would have been worse if it would have been an act of arson by somebody,
or if someone had died in the process, or something
that
like
too.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. So I mean, you know, they'll rebuild it, and it'll retain its luster, but
there's already
a
whole bunch of big time donations, right? That are coming in like millions and millions
like,
of dollars.
Like hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, the irony is that it was undergoing like a $10 million restoration. And obviously it's going to cost much more now to restore it, but people have already stepped up and to make that happen, which is just crazy stuff.
Hey, did you see what your boy David Price tweeted out to MLB about Jackie
Negative.
Robinson Day? Okay.
No, I'm right now. I'm kind of on a I'm on a red. I watched him yesterday. I was covering the NHL.
Oh, nice.
Which was, by the way, fantastic. Playoff hockey.
Give us an Avs update. What are they doing?
Well, I mean, they won in overtime after being down 2-0 in the third in front of 20,000 last night, and it was everything that you would think it would be. It was unbelievable, and they were up 3-1 now.
Wow.
So updating our weird stat of the day yesterday, the 8 seeds in the NHL playoffs are now 7-1 against the 1 seeds in the first round. And now Colorado is 1 game away from eliminating Calgary, up 3-1, while Columbus, the 8 seed in the East, has already eliminated Tampa Bay, the winningest team in the NHL in the Eastern Conference.
That makes sense.
Already.
Yeah.
Bizarre. So it was absolutely fascinating. So anyway, but be that as it may, I'm in there that yesterday afternoon, and I'm watching the Red Sox and the Yankees, and the Red Sox go up 3-0, and when my producer says, "Oh well, it looks like your Red Sox are playing well today," and I said, "Don't worry, there's about 5 innings left.
Not over yet.
There's plenty left, and I have no faith whatsoever." And of course, they lived right up to my expectations. So right down to them, anyway. So well, I'm taking a little break
for the next
couple of days from the
David
Red Sox.
Price was tweaked that on Jackie Robinson Day, only a third of the teams had an off day. David Price, for those that don't know, is black. Said, quote, "I just can't wrap my head around that. We've had a problem for a while, and this couldn't make it any more noticeable, unquote. Now, this year, April 15th fell on a Monday, and a lot of teams scheduled off days are on Mondays and Thursdays. But he was tweaked that there were only 10 games played on Jackie Robinson Day. African-American players have dropped from 18% in the majors in 1991 to 7.7% in 2017. Then went up a little last year to 8.4%. This is according to the Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sport at Central Florida. And David Price thinks that more needs to be done on Jackie Robinson Day in particular. Not that hard to figure out the schedule, even if it is, even if it does fall on a Monday, to make an off day some other day. But apparently, David Price took exception to that. So.
Well, and that's fine, but I don't know if it's Major League. I mean, I don't know. Major League Baseball still has to run as an entity. Look, that kind of issue is being dealt with by people like our friend Bob Lutz, who is rolling out things like League 42 that is very much bringing attention to that very issue. Those are the things that probably need to be done across the board more than anything else. But anyway. All right, Taylor Eldridge coming up next to Sock Shocker Hoops.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.